At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Jonathan Von Tobel, of course, VSiN host, senior NBA analyst, flanking the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, downtown at the D. We have to start with the Mavs win. So,
yeah,
Jokic and Denver rolling. All of a sudden, they find themselves down 8 with about 4 minutes to play. Okay, so they're down 8. They do what they do. They come back, Jonathan. And then they're up 3 with about 20, 25 seconds to play. They don't guard Luka. I'm watching this game because I laid the one. I'm an idiot, but I laid it. They don't guard Luka. Luka pulls up, hits a 3 from midcourt. So then they come back down the other way. Jamal Murray got a bunny, like 15 feet out, rims it. And then what happened with Kyrie over Jokic? I don't even know what you'd call that, like a hook shot, a lefty hook shot. Yeah. And dude, what the hell was that? And a huge win, 107-105 for the Mavs.
Yeah, it was awesome. Look, I wouldn't chalk this up to anything more than maybe some variance on a weird day, right? Early Sunday matchup, because the Nuggets are better than what they showed offensively, especially in all of the areas of the floor. They shot the ball really well. They went to what, 12-28 from 3-point range. Everywhere else, well below average for what they did. But look, credit the Mavericks. Look, they're a talented team, and I don't think any one of us would disagree that on any given day, I would say even any given series, they could probably win against anybody. It's the question of, can you do it over the course of 4 best of 7 series, which I have my questions. But the team's good and they're fun and they're fantastic. But hey man, Nuggets going into that game were 10-2 straight up and against the spread in the post all-star break era, I guess we'll call it. This team I think is going to be fine, but that was a really good finish for Kyrie. I had my team total over, Patrick. I thought I was going to get overtime. Ended up not getting it.
Oh, well, I was praying for overtime as well. And when he put the ball up, I was like, oh, that's amazing. That's a gift. And then it went in, yep. And it kind of just reminds you of his wizardry. Like, when I was growing up, Isaiah, for me, had the best handle. Steph has turned into a guy current day that has an amazing handle. But as far as just wizardry, I don't know, Jonathan. Do you put somebody ahead of Kyrie?
No, absolutely not. He looks like he's got the ball on a string, like, every time he's got it. It's absolutely incredible what he can do with it. I don't think there's a better ball handler in the NBA.
He's got, like, stick'em, too. Like, somehow, like, the angles he can pull off with his hand and the ball coming right back is crazy.
Yep, he's brilliant.
And we should be fair to him. I haven't heard anything about insubordination from him this year after just a couple of years where it was a grind, right? We really haven't heard anything as far as unrest from Kyrie.
Well, I mean, I could ask him what his favorite recent documentaries he's watched on Amazon have been.
I was going to say, we can introduce him to Dustin and then just watch the fireworks go. No, look, I think you actually, the underrated part about the Kyrie experience is that you actually get this when he joins a new team for the first time. The first year is generally always pretty solid. You know, you go back to his first year with Brooklyn, like, yeah, he didn't want to take the vaccination. But outside of that, he had performed pretty well. He had played good stretches without some of the key players. He had performed like a good soldier in a lot of the different stretches. And we see this almost everywhere he goes. It's just once it expands, once you stay in a spot is when he tends to kind of fall apart, we'll say, for lack of a better term. So let's see what happens next year if he's going to continue to be a good soldier. But I don't think it's entirely surprising.
He gets too comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably it.
Yeah, you know, the Wizards, I wanted to give a shout out, Jonathan. You know, I love the Pistons. And just the way they're playing as of late, they had a chance yesterday against Miami. They had a chance on Friday against Miami. They beat Toronto. They beat Charlotte. Okay, fine. I know, shorthanded. But the Pistons, who started all-time bad, while the Wizards keep going the opposite direction, the Pistons are actually showing some fight here.
They are 20-9 against the spread in their last 29 games, the Detroit Pistons.
Sir.
Yep, they've been brilliant against the number. And like you said, they've been competing. Cade Cunningham really quietly, Patrick. He had that like small stint where he was gone with an injury. Since he's come back, he's been awesome. He's a 40% three-point shooter. He's averaging 8 assists per game, well over 20 points per game on efficient clip. I think it's like about 46% from the floor. No, like they've been great. Now, the problem with them as we move forward, they play Boston today. Sar Thompson, it sounds like he's got some pretty serious setbacks with asthma or something like that.
Yep.
So he's missed the last 4 games. You really want him out there because he's developing into a guy that's super toolsy and awesome. But I think you're right. And this is why, too, you know, and this is good for any portion of the season. You don't make sweeping judgments from teams over the course of, I'd even say, 28 games, which they lost consecutively. It's 82 games for a reason, and you want to see the entire picture. So I would agree with you. Like, there were signs that the Pistons were going to be plucky, and we're finally starting to see them over the last 29 games.
Is this question for you. Question for you about Cade. And, Dustin, I'd like your opinion on this as well. We knew Cade was mature coming out of college. Here's what I'll say about Cade. Like, you want somebody that cares. You want somebody like he is all in all the time. And I understand the shooting at time has been erratic, Jonathan, and the injuries have certainly been a concern. But moving forward, I have no problem building my team around Cade because there's so much passion. His teammates love him. He cares. And when he's rolling, he is really, really good. He can do whatever you want him to do. He can be the assist guy. Where do you stand on Cade moving forward?
No, I absolutely agree. Look, I'll call him like a poor man Luka Doncic, right? Which is big-bodied, yeah, ball-handling guard who can score, who can assist, who can rebound. If he's going to start shooting with efficiency, as I mentioned, over his last like 20-ish games, shooting 40% from three, like, no, this is totally a guy that you can build around as you move forward. I think maybe depending on where you land in the draft and the guys that you get, is he going to be like the absolute number one of the best players in the NBA? I think there's a chance that could probably happen, but I still think that he's one of those guys. Like, I don't think he's going to be like Luka, where you put Luka on any one of these teams, put him on the Charlotte Hornets, they're pushing for a play-in game and a playoff game, and they're going to be pretty tough out. For Cade Cunningham, I think you want a lot of good pieces around him, but you have little things around him that are starting to really fit with him. Like we mentioned, Asar Thompson's been good. Jaden Ivey's kind of coming around. You like Jalen Duren, so you just got to add some more pieces around it to, I think, be pretty good.
You said Ivy. Are they doing them both a disservice by having them in the same backcourt? Like, maybe a better style of player, more of a spot-up shooter type would benefit because Cade is such a good driver and can kick it. Because to me, Cade Cunningham is like Russell Westbrook with a jump shot. Like, he can actually shoot from the outside. That's how I view him. And it feels like Ivy's a guy who needs the ball to make plays to be his best. It kind of feels like a disservice both of them in the same backcourt.
I think it doesn't work only in that Jaden Ivy has not been a good shooter. You know, yeah. I think he does work off ball. He's actually a really good cutter. If you watch him too, some of the great plays that they run where they'll just run those screens around for him and he'll be brilliant coming off of them and cutting to the basket coming off of them at the top of the key. I think that there is something that kind of works there. The problem is Ivy is not the shooter that you kind of expected him to be. And didn't expect him to be like a 42% shooter, but can't shoot 33% on catch and shoot jump shots when you're not like the lead guy. Like, that's kind of a problem.
But he's awesome when he fills in for Cade at the point. Yep. Whenever Cade's out, Ivy always goes off.
I mean, it could be.
When I watch Ivy, he's still trying to figure it out. It almost seems like a kid that's learning to walk a little bit, like with Ivy. I mean, getting Killian Hayes out of the way, oh my gosh, that was an unmitigated disaster, just trying to get them minutes to see what they had. And now it's flowing a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd say really quickly, like, again, this is for any player. Jaden Ivey's only 22. So, like, you know, these guys are so young. I'll invoke Lonzo Ball. Like, at the beginning of Lonzo Ball's career, people thought he was just a defensive-oriented point guard who couldn't shoot. And, of course, injuries really derailed what looked like a promising career. When he went down, he was an elite three-point shooter who looked like he had developed his offensive game, was absolutely incredible on both sides. So, like, you never know what these guys can eventually turn into.
Is this Fontecchio a player? Because I bet his player props 2 out of the last 3 games, and he's gone way over. And it seems like they've found a role for him in this offense. They might have found something with this Simone Fontecchio guy.
It goes back to guys, like, one of the things that I've been talking about in the column quite a bit is like the market really slept on what the Jazz shipped off at the deadline. Fontecchio was among them. Kelly Olynyk, Ochai Agbaji. There are 7-13 against the spread since they shipped those guys off for a reason. Like, this is exactly what happened. So I'd agree with you. Like, he's just a nice little piece, and he had averaged over 20 minutes a game for the Utah Jazz. He's been a positive impact in terms of their net rating. I think so. Like, again, is he going to be like the second best player? No. But is he one of those just like really good role players that slots in really nicely and can fit with a lot of different guys? I would say absolutely.
The Lonzo injuries have been sad. Oh. And his brother, I'm curious, and you can take us to the break. Within basketball circles, what's the take on LaMelo Ball? Because whether or not he's a winning basketball player, obviously he's exciting and the stats are there. But what's your overall take on LaMelo and Charlotte?
I mean, I think he's awesome. I think that especially when he went down, guys, he was on a tear in terms of his efficiency. He was absolutely brilliant before the injury. So I think that the market and just people in general have kind of slept on how good LaMelo Ball has been before he got injured. You're talking about regularly scoring over 25 points a game and shooting efficiently from the floor while, of course, filling up the stat sheet. So I think that he can be a really good player, but much like Cade, I think you just need the perfect ecosystem around him to really maximize that. You can't have a bunch of minus defenders around a dude who's going to be a below-average defender himself.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.